Welcome to the Upfront Africa blog for the Voice of America with Jackson Vunganyi. Upfront Africa blog brings you news, analysis, and interviews with newsmakers on the African continent. Here is Jackson Vunganyi.
By all measures, Monique Coleman is a successful Hollywood actress. She was part of the cast of the hugely popular movie trilogy High School Musical, which grossed more than $1 billion at the box office. She could be in Hollywood seeking out roles that pay her millions of dollars. Instead, Monique took a new role that she doesn't get paid to perform. The UN Secretary General appointed her the first UN Youth Ambassador. So lately, she has been using her fame to shed a light on youth issues around the world. Coleman took a month-long world tour, visiting countries like South Africa and India. Her mission was to talk to young people and to promote global efforts to achieve the anti-poverty UN Millennium Development Goals, MDGs. Monique says she hopes leaders around the world recognize that young people can play a constructive role in the development of their communities.
I think from the point of view of the young person, I find that having a voice and being able to participate is one of the biggest things that young people are facing and desire.
Speaking at the UN Foundation event in Washington, D.C., Monique spoke of the need to establish an intergenerational dialogue between young people and develop leadership in these countries. She says the dialogue should be a way for the older generation to encourage young people to be more proactive around issues that affect them.
A very integral thing is to really nurture and promote positive self-esteem and empowerment so that young people aren't sitting around waiting for someone to do something for them, but they actually go out and take actions on their own.
She said in most countries, programs that are supposed to give young people voice don't end up in any tangible action.
They desire the ability to have their voices heard, but for it to not end at just the conversation, for this to actually manifest itself into some sort of action.
Monique says in many parts of the world, it's the older people that act on behalf of the youth, claiming to represent their socioeconomic needs. It becomes a one-way conversation, with young people resenting the lack of government action on youth initiatives.
We've got to do a lot less talking about young people and more talking to young people and even more listening so that we can really cater and tailor what our initiatives and what our objectives are to what they need.
In her role as ambassador, Monique Coleman traveled to many countries to promote the ideals of peace, respect for human rights, and solidarity across generations, cultures, religions, and civilizations. She found that most societies have something in common.
One thing that I realized is that many of the issues that I found in other places in the world exist also in developed countries. They're just a little bit more hidden. When you're in Bangladesh, when you're in India, when you're in the Philippines, when you're in Thailand, when you're in these places, in many places in Africa, the issues are undeniable. When you step foot into a camp or when you walk down the street, you can look at what the issues are that are facing young people. Here, it's a little bit more discreet. It's a little bit more under the radar, but it doesn't mean that it isn't there and that it doesn't exist.
She says that the UN should play a role in providing young people with access to information to empower them.
Well, to me, my role is really to be that link, because I believe that the UN is doing incredible work on behalf of young people. At the UN information centers all over the world, I was greeted with nothing but the most informative and engaged and involved people. And then on the side of the young people, there are many youth-led organizations, there are many model UN programs, there are so many youth that are ready, willing, and able to get involved. They have ideas, they're innovative, they're creative, but how do we get them in the room together? And I'm hoping to serve as the bridge between these two parties to say, listen, you know, I've been inside the walls of the UN. I can tell you what the ILO is doing for employment. I can talk to you about what UNFPA is doing for the population. I can give you inside information on where you can volunteer and how you can give back for children. But then also, when the UN says, hey, you know, what's going on in the world? I can tell you about this youth-run organization called Love Life in South Africa and the amazing work that they're doing. I can, you know, talk to you about the School of the Air in Australia and how they're totally innovating education by doing it online and having an online platform for primary education, because there's children out in the bush that just can't get to school.
But these innovations should not be applied as uniform solutions for youth across the African continent. The misconception in the West, she says, is that Africa is one country.
South Africa, West Africa, East Africa, Northern Africa are entirely different places. And within inside of it, you have different places. And so to have sort of a blanketed approach is a disservice to Africa and to the African people. And then beyond that, realizing that the urban youth has a different experience than the youth that live in the countryside or that are rural, that there you have to understand cultural diversity in a totally new way. You have to understand religious beliefs and just how young people have developed differently if they live in a rural area versus a urban area, and if they come from West Africa or they come from South Africa.
At the event marking the end of the International Year of Youth, the UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon asked young people to celebrate the International Youth Day by submitting their initiatives to change the world. Monique says there's hardly a shortage of these ideas and hopes to be the bridge between the UN and youth around the world.
Thanks for joining us on Upfront Africa Blog for the Voice of America. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or send us an email at upfront@voanews.com.